Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life for a Tuesday. Hey, how are you? Hope your day is off to a good start. Welcome into the Beach House Beach Bunker. We're going to do this again, and it's going to be a cold day. I got my cold, still cannot shake this thing. I hope you're doing good. Extreme cold warning is in effect for our area, and it's going to be followed by a big burst of snow, but that's why we've got beach chairs lined up ready to go for you. We'll update the forecast coming up. First, we've got to just get a couple more beach chairs in place. It's Tasty Tuesday. Guess what's coming up this weekend? Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl snacks on Tasty Tuesday. I am excited about that. Oh, yeah. Super Bowl snacks. And that's not all. My favorite part of watching the Super Bowl was always the commercials. Now it's like I don't even have to watch for that, because almost half of all the good commercials are already out as of this morning, and we're going to have them for you. So, bit of a spoiler, if you're like me and you're only going to watch the Super Bowl this weekend for the commercials, we're going to have them on the show today, and I've already seen the Bud Light one, and it's my favorite one. Bud Light, it's totally aimed at like a 40, 50-year-old dad that wants to have a block party. Totally off the charts. When Harry Met Sally make a reunion in a Super Bowl commercial, and we'll have them for you coming up on the show today. It's going to be some fun. Also, a big concert announcement yesterday for Winnipeg, a huge rock festival followed by a country festival. It's a two-day event, July 9th and 10th. We're going to talk a bit about that. Also, online this morning, Americans breathing a sigh of relief after the whole tariff thing is avoided, at least for a month or so, because there's some treats that Americans absolutely love and are openly going online to say this morning they're going to continue buying some of these treats. I'm curious to know what they love. You know, ketchup chips have got to be in there. Also, we're going to talk about my parents' most bizarre cooking habits. Think back to when you were a kid, mom and dad cooking stuff up. Did they do something weird? Homemade soup day today. Jody says beef barley soup. Christine makes a lasagna soup? I have never heard of that. I'm going to have to reach out to Christine and see if I can get that recipe. Soup is good. Soup is cheap. Soup is fun and soup is neat. Thank you to our sponsors on the Tyler Glenn Show. Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue, formerly at the Shoppers Mall location. That big, beautiful, bright new building on Richmond, just east of Murray GM. Westman's top selection of vitamins, herbs, local products, clean beauty, sugar-free, gluten-free. Don't forget that Win Back Wednesdays are the second Wednesdays of the month. February 12th is the next one, where you can win back up to $500 in receipts. They are the Brandon Boats 2024 Health Food Store and Health Supplement Store of the Year. Your health is their top priority. Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond, just east of Murray GM, where all my vitamin C comes from. If I take any more vitamin C, I'll be as orange as my shirt. I'll be oranger than the orange guy. God, I'm drinking a lot of it. I am pounding the vitamin C. Go vitamin C. Thank you, Headley's Health Hut. Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue. A couple more days for the Save the Tax event on select furniture, mattresses, and three-piece major appliance packages. They have got the greatest selection of furniture, appliances, electronics in all of Western Manitoba. It is a giant store in the West End. Do visit their friendly staff. Beautiful showroom. Tons and tons of parking. Other than the taxes and the fees, take 2 years to pay with 0% interest and 24 equal monthly payments. Check out all the deals at leons.ca, or you can check out the flyer online. And then visit them at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Westman's number one EV dealership. More and more people are switching over to an EV. Sales continue to grow because there is some potential savings of significance when it comes to, you know, passing the gas pumps. When it comes to maintenance, a big one too, less trips to the auto mechanic. Because there's fewer moving parts in an EV, and they come in such a variety of great styles. I mean, you can go in now to the dealership and get your favorite car in either gas or EV. The Silverado, the Blazer, the Equinox, the Hummer. They are Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM in Brandon at 1500 Richmond Avenue. It's been a while since I had some homemade chicken soup, so you got to get on that today, Richard. Oh my gosh. I think that's probably my favorite, chicken noodle soup. With those Ukrainian noodles, those thick Ukrainian egg noodles. Oh, yeah, the ones Baba used to make. There's lots of dill in that chicken soup. That's the good stuff. Mavis says, chicken curry soup. Interesting. I can't say I have ever had chicken curry soup. Janine says, hamburger or chicken turkey noodle. Oh, but then there's borscht, too. Oh, who could forget about borscht, borscht. Derek says, I make a wicked homemade chicken stew. Tanya's into potato soup. Had some last night. Elena says, broccoli cheddar. My wife makes a broccoli cheddar, but I can't seem to duplicate it. And she's got some serious talent there with the broccoli cheddar soup. It's fantastic. Good stuff. And then we'll get to the big story today. The big story is a new concert, a new music festival, actually, for Manitoba. And it is a rock country festival. It's called Summer Thunder. Summer Thunder. Have you heard about this? Did you see it on social media yesterday? I bet you did. Summer Thunder, the summer concert series coming to Princess Auto Stadium. Def Leppard, Jason Aldean to headline. Pour some sugar on me in the name of love. Are you excited about this? It used to be that way. Now it's,
we're still deaf. Yeah, we've been around for a long time. So pour some stevia on me instead, or maybe, can you pour some of that low-cal sweetener on me, please? And bring the prunes.
They've been doing it for a while. They rock pretty good. If someone gave me tickets, I wouldn't be upset. July the 9th and 10th, Def Leppard and Jason Aldean will headline the new Thunder Stadium concert series. The goal is to have an annual summer stadium festival, according to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Wade Miller. It's been almost 8 years since Winnipeggers have been treated to a stadium show. Thanks, Wade. You mean Manitobans. It's okay. We understand. We won't take offense. We won't boycott you. Arr, we're in that kind of mood. Arr. Oh, but there is boycotts. Hang on a second. I'll get to that in a second. Other acts include Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. So pre-sale is today if you are a Bombers season ticket holder or you have a Jets season tickets. Or Moose. Or Valor. Tickets go on sale to the general public February the 7th at 10 a.m. That is Friday. There is already a social media concern because Jason Aldean is not only a Trump supporter, but he performed at the inauguration. And that has got people concerned. Maybe we shouldn't go. Maybe we should boycott it. Oh, here we go. Here's the thing. If you don't want to go, then just don't go. Do you got to poo-poo on everybody and everything? Please, please, just quietly stay home. I mean, if you feel passionately about that. I don't know if I could name a Jason Aldean song, to be honest. I'm really terrible at that. You know, it's even with this Joe Nichols concert, like when they're like, Joe Nichols is coming to Skydancer. I'm like, okay. And then I go to YouTube, and then I put it in YouTube, and then the songs come up and they're like, oh my God, it's this song. I've turned into the regular music listener all of a sudden. Tracy's excited. She says, should be a great weekend. Cindy says, I love Def Leppard. Shouldn't it be Audio Impaired Leppard? Audio Impaired Feline Cat, Feline Furry Friend? Maybe? I don't know. I feel a fence coming on. I feel my blood pressure going up. I think it's great. Anytime there's something new and exciting to do, I think it's awesome. Let's talk about the Americans breathing a sigh of relief that the tariffs have been put on hold. Some of them were genuinely fearful, not because the price of gas was about to triple for them, or, you know, that all their stuff was essentially going to go up. It was the treats. And so I thought I would share this with you. Direct online comments about food that they were going to miss. UppyP says, French's ketchup actually is way better than Heinz. I love French's ketchup. This is from an American. That's pretty funny. See? I mean, Judy says, their Ryans are way better than our Ryans. Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling are excellent. See? Jordan says, ketchup-flavored chips in Canada are absolutely the bomb. Why are they not available in the United States? I don't know, Jordan. I don't know. Ketchup chips have been a beloved snack for us for many years now. And the more ketchup, the better. Ketchup is fantastic. These are things that Americans feel are way better in Canada. Zal said, I lived in Canada for a short time, and they're like totally 15 years ahead of us in technology. Best example, for 10 years, I was scanning my debit card and phone with a touch thing at a store, and we're still signing checks in the USA. Nice to know. Sherlock says, I believe Bombardier aircraft are arguably superior to Boeing aircraft. Boeing has had some of their stuff fall off, including doors. I see a little bit of appreciation, a little bit of love, a little bit of respect. We're getting a little bit of love and respect for chips and planes. Bill says, all-dressed chips. You can't beat Canadian all-dressed chips. Yeah, you can. Ketchup. Ketchup or all-dressed? Oh, I think that's not even a comparison. I don't get all dressed. My daughter likes all dressed chips. Did they just seriously take all the flavors and mix them together? Kristen says, the Canadian side of Niagara Falls is so much prettier than the U.S. side. I just love that about Canada. Well, thank you, Kristen. I have never been to Niagara Falls. I couldn't tell you. Sam says, so in Canada, they have these little chocolates and they call them Smarties. We don't even have them. That's stupid. They're so cool. They're like Canadian M&Ms. I used to live in Blaine, Washington, and we would go swimming up at the White Rock Pool and I would stock up. Anytime I come across Smarties, I've got to buy a bunch of them. Different strokes for different folks. Never really thought of it that way. I don't like M&Ms really either. Smarties, you're like, eh. What did they used to say? When you eat your Smarties, do you eat the red ones last? Do you suck them very slowly? Do you chomp them very fast? Since the beginning of the NHL, 90% of Stanley Cup winning teams were American but had Canadian players. Well, I think you're a little off on your stats, Molly, but that's okay because we once upon a time used to win the Stanley Cup. Once upon a time.
Once upon a time. When the Tundra was new, and it was the 1980s, and the league was much smaller, and Gary Bettman didn't hate us so much, we used to win Stanley Cups.
Patty says, I can't be without my Coffee Crisp candy bars. Well, it's a chocolate bar, but I do appreciate it that you love your Coffee Crisp, and you would miss your Coffee Crisp because we think it's pretty good, too. I'm a wafer guy myself. Ernie says, whiskey. I love Canadian whiskey. Give me a Crown Royal over a Jack Daniels any day. I like them both. I have not met a whiskey that I didn't like. Trade is awesome, and it'll keep on going. Now you're going to have some bumps in the road. Listen to me. If you don't have a best friend or a family member that you have not had a knockdown, drag out, pretty terrible dust up with, I envy you, because relationships go that way. There's dust ups, oftentimes more than one. But I mean, let's be honest. We live in a time where, you know, couples will get married, first fight. All right, let's head for the door, get a divorce. I don't want to do the work. I don't want to get through this. And there will be more, and we'll get through that too. We will champion on, and we will enjoy ourselves at the Elcor Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. We'll go for a silk. We'll take advantage of one of the many packages that they have. Valentine's Day is coming up. How much more romantic can you get than a little bit of time at the spa? At beautiful Riding Mountain National Park, check out the Honeymooners package, the Newlywed package, elkhornresort.mb.ca. What an amazing and perfect Valentine gift that would be. Elkhorn Resort has some amazing packages, not just for couples, but for nature lovers. For those who just want some rest and relaxation, want to enjoy some great live entertainment, you can find it all. ElkhornResort.mb.ca. Sunrise Credit Union, with 19 area locations to serve you. Sunrise Credit Union is cooperative banking, community banking, with all this talk of local. I love the fact that we've got two sponsors on the show that are cooperatives. Of course, we've got Taste It Tuesday with Co-ops of Westman. The other one is Sunrise Credit Union, and they are a co-op too. A co-op bank, otherwise known as a credit union. So if you want to keep your money local, hyper-local, I call it, like in our area, in our community, you want to use the services of Sunrise Credit Union. Maybe you want to take advantage of their farm transition program, maybe an RRSP top-up, or start an RESP for your kids. SunriseCU.mb.ca is the website to check out, and visit our friends at Sunrise Credit Union and Auto Fashion, where they'll take care of your vehicle. If you buy a new vehicle and you want to make sure that it is ceramically, professionally coated so that nothing bad happens to it. I mean, hitting a deer, the ceramic coating is not going to help with that. But of course, we live in an area where there's lots of gravel roads, lots of junk on the highway that can scratch and skiff and scuff up a beautiful paint job. And that's why Auto Fashion is in the paint protection business. They also do things like detailing. They have a tremendous selection of services available. So if you need it for your car and you love your car, go to autofashion.ca. You'll also find them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. How about that for a nice headline? Isn't that a great headline? Restaurant chain menu price inflation returns to normal. What does that mean? Well, it means that the price of stuff is still going to go up, but not as fast as we've seen before. Price increases at restaurant chains in the fourth quarter that was coming into the Christmas season slowed to 1.4%. This combined with the GST relief we saw in Canada, that's where the government took off the tax, one of our taxes on restaurant food, signals fantastic news. This is great. God, we deserve it. We
need the winner's belt.
Okay, so let's not upset the apple cart. How about that? Can we keep this plane in the air? So we've got food inflation at 2%, restaurant inflation at 1.4%. This is starting to feel normal price-wise. Now, every time I say that on social media, I always get messages. Yeah, but things are still expensive. And I compare inflation to weight gain. During the Christmas season, we put on weight at a quick clip because we're doing nothing but eating cheese and sauces, and we're not doing much. So you can put on 10 pounds in like a month. And that's a heavy weight gain in a short period of time. But then in January, when you get your act together, you say, oh, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore, but I'm still going to cheat here and there. So then in the month of January, you put on 1 pound and you go, yeah, December, I put on 10. January, I put on 1. That's awesome. But you're still up 11. I wish I could have even better news and tell you that the price of everything was going to come down. But here's the thing. When stuff was going up, everybody went on strike. Everyone went to their bosses and asked for more money. And because of that, the prices went up. Everyone was left down here. Then they all asked for raises. And so we are now living up here. COVID happened 5 years ago. This is, ta-da, the end result. Here we are. Everything got more expensive. I hope that you had the chance to get a bit of more cash from the boss. Maybe you're one of the folks that went on strike. Maybe you weren't. Maybe you got a side gig. But at least know that the rate of inflation, notwithstanding all the other stuff that could go on in the coming months, there could be some crises that still develop. But if everything stays stable, and there is still a good possibility that happens, guys, the inflation ride could be coming to an end. And I'm really excited about this because, you know, restaurants got hit really hard through COVID, really hard. Food stores like supermarkets did okay. In fact, they still made big profits. Restaurants, not so much. And we saw a lot of restaurants close. In fact, TGI Fridays, we don't have them in a lot of them in Canada. We had one at the airport one time in Winnipeg, but it's gone. TGI Fridays closed 30 locations yesterday. So there's still the aftermath of the poor 2024. There's still the hangover from 2024, and we might see that on this side of the border too. But know that it appears that the worst is now over for inflation.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
On Taste of Tuesday, it's mini corn dogs. I love corn dogs. These are mini corn dogs from Co-ops of Westman, just out of the air fryer. Check that out, baby corn dogs. Fantastic. So let's give them a try. I think of the fair instantly because that's normally the only time I have a corn dog. No stick required. No choking on the stick. Here, have one. Yes. Believe it or not, I just like the taste of when I have a corn dog at the fair. I don't need anything on it. Just love the corn and the oil and the wiener all together. Oh, and you know, when you first think of a mini corn dog, you think to yourself, why would I want a mini? I would want the big one. Well, you want to save some room for the other stuff that you've got at your Super Bowl party. Because if you're just going to have corn dogs, you got no room for the chicken wings or the chicken fingers or the fries or the other goodies to go along with it. Sorry, I must have more. I didn't get a good taste of the first one. Crispy on the outside. Wieners for breakfast. I think the corn is probably the best thing. The potential of some small bits of corn. Old Chicky says, we have our church family day on Sunday. Curling, skating, and I'm sure they'll have the Super Bowl on. Well, that sounds like fun. That sounds actually like a lot of fun. Have the Super Bowl on and then some curling and some skating and stuff like that. That's how you do it up. Keeping the pink says guilt-free. If you don't think about it, that's right. It's completely guilt-free. Completely. Okay, so Super Bowl ads. Oh, we're going to have some fun. You're going to love this. But I am sad because it used to be that, you know, there was a big buildup to the Super Bowl.
Happy Monday.
Oh, hang on a second. There was a big buildup to the Super Bowl. And we would all be on the edge of our seats waiting for the play to end, essentially. And then the ads would come on. And that was really the reason that we were there. Now they all get released in advance. And because of technology, I guess I'm going to play spoilers. So I do apologize for those who watch the Super Bowl for the commercials. I guess you'll get to watch it a second time or tell your friends that, hey, you know what's a really good ad is...
Release the hounds.
Puppy monkey baby.
Oh, it's the Cheeto guy. Pillsbury Doughboy. Oh, and that's the Mr. Clean.
Oh, yeah.
Kool-Aid guy. Wait a second. It's all the mascots of all the stuff we buy.
I'm on a porch.
Oh, wow. Shh. It's the Old Spice guy.
Thanks, babe. You get the milk?
Get that. Take it to the house. Take it to the house.
Coming up. Fast and the Furious.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Hey, what happened to Fast Life?
Not today.
What? Are y'all kidding me?
Wow, I wonder if Haagen-Dazs had to pay a bunch of money to, like, the film company that produced Fast and the Furious. Basically, they got paid millions of dollars for driving a car on the Pacific Coast Highway to eat ice cream. That's all you had to do. That's all you got one line. And can I have my $10 million, please? Hellman's Mayonnaise has done the impossible. They have brought Harry and Sally back together. Remember when Harry met Sally and... she was doing that thing in the restaurant. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And the lady at the next table says, I want what she's having. Because she basically has an orgasm in the restaurant. Here's what that one looked like.
I can't believe they let us back in this place.
What, no good?
No.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Mmm.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
So good.
It's so...
This one's real.
Oh.
Now that is a sandwich. I'll have what she's having.
Oh, man. What a great idea to bring those guys back together. That is a great idea. The Bud Light ad. The best one I've seen so far. And it is awesome. Post Malone is in it.
Gonna go fishing tomorrow?
I got a colonoscopy tomorrow.
Fellas, I accidentally threw a lame party.
Okay, Ted.
They're on their way.
Woohoo! Yeah, baby, yeah!
You call this a party?
Cul-de-sac party.
Lunch. Lunch. His beers are a metaphor for an invitation.
Is that our leaf blower?
Party in a sec!
You are cordially invited to the end of the cul-de-sac.
This is incredible.
Your mower smokes meat?
Oh, a smoker cuts grass.
Hell yeah.
Smoker cuts grass.
Money on this.
Yeah, yeah, baby,
fully
yeah.
Custom.
How many Bud Lights can you fit in that puppy?
As many Bud Lights as it takes.
A lot of Bud Lights.
It's cul-de-sac. Pop.
HOA's already breathing down my neck.
I love it. Oh, man. Was that a minute? It couldn't have been a minute. Oh, yeah. Shane Gillis, Peyton Manning is in it. That is a great ad. Okay. The beer companies win the Super Bowl. However, I do know who Joe Nichols is. That's the guy who sings Tequila Makes Your Clothes Fall Off, and I can't wait to hear it in person. On the 15th at the Skydancer Casino, open 7 days a week and 24 hours Thursday through Saturday, just 88 minutes from Brandon in beautiful Belcourt, North Dakota. We are going to have our last pair of tickets to be given away to that show, to the lucky border warrior who feels like being a warrior and a rebel to potentially take in that show stateside with me on the 15th. It's going to be a lot of fun. He's got more songs than Tequila Makes Your Clothes Fall Off, but there's nothing like hearing one of your favorite songs about tequila while having a tequila. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be pretty fun. So that is on the agenda for the 15th. They've got Lil Jon coming in August, and Tracy Byrd is the country act performing in November. They've got the water park, the hotel, great restaurants, and more. SkyDancerCasino.com, where the sky's the limit. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. Slide on into 1500 Richmond Avenue and get those fluids checked out. Get your tires checked out. They'll check your filters while you wait. Then you'll be on your way. And they'll make a donation to some very worthy organizations in our community. The Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery, if you are looking for the freshest baked breads in all of Manitoba, if you are looking for the fluffiest cinnamon buns, the tastiest cookies, the best baked treats in the entire province, then you need to pay a visit to Curtis and the crew at Kuiper's Family Bakery, your family bakery, Brandon's official bakery. In business for generations, the recipes have also been there for generations, and when you taste the food, you'll know why. They're at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's. Now to Pringles. The website Tasting Table recently reviewed the 18 best Pringles flavors. I like Pringles. I'm always puzzled every time I open a sleeve of Pringles, and how the Pringles are one slides into the other one perfectly, into the sleeve. Also, Pringles is our ocean snack. Whenever I visit the ocean, I always have at least one, maybe two, sometimes even three sleeves of Pringles. Because we eat the Pringles, and then we fill the Pringles sleeves with sand when we go to leave, and then I can take some of the beach home with me. It's just a thing I do. So every time I see Pringles, whenever somebody's having Pringles, I always think of the ocean, because we always have it. But I don't always eat it when I'm away from the ocean. Anyway, what is your favorite Pringles flavor? We'll take a look at what they voted for number one, Tasting Table. Scott says the original flavor is the best. Angela says original. Tannis says pizza-flavored Pringles. Cindy also says pizza. Travis says spicy barbecue. Arlie says dill pickle. Robin says barbecue. Cindy says honey mustard is good too. I want to see what they thought was number one. They probably have some flavors that we don't have. Salt and vinegar. Good old salt and vinegar. Then barbecue. Harvest Blends Farmhouse Cheddar. Another multigrain. Oh, dill pickle's good. Dill pickle's a good one. Yeah, the pizza. Number two, honey mustard. And according to Tasting Table, the number one Pringles flavor, Hot Ones, La Caliente Verde. I'm going to have to try these the next time I'm stateside. Hot Ones, La Caliente Verde. I don't know if Roll Up the Rim digitally is the same. And so through COVID, they ran the contest. They gave away some prizes, but they didn't roll up the rim. Now, for folks who aren't from these parts, in Canada, at Tim Hortons, like the national coffee chain everybody loves in Canada, the paper cups that we use can double as a contest device. So what they do is when you pop that plastic top off, and there is a rim, you roll it up. You essentially break your cup. You break the cup. And when you roll it, underneath the rim of your cup is a, well, for me, please try again. And that's the other thing that we need to keep in mind when we go to social media for stuff like this. I love it. It's just like, I never win. It's a contest. Not everybody's got that. Thus the term contest. You know, and please try again is something that often occurs in these cups. The other times you get a free donut. Sometimes you'll get a car. Sometimes there's like electronics. And this is exciting because Roll Up the Rim to Win is coming back. The cups are back February the 24th. You can win all kinds of stuff from Bass Pro Shops. You can win all kinds of merchandise, gift cards from Rakuten Home Hardware, Cineplex, and electronics from brand names like Skullcandy, Samsung, and more. And you might win a vehicle like the Volkswagen ID Buzz. So lots of great prizes, and of course, free food. It all starts on February the 24th and goes until March the 23rd. So for an entire month, Roll Up the Rim is back. And even if I don't win anything this year, I am just going to love rolling up that rim. After a long while, as things finally get back to normal, it is nice to have just that little piece of comfort. It might sound stupid to some people, but I like it. All the stuff of COVID that we lost slowly coming back makes me a happy guy. App Law Office is your legal expert in Brandon when it comes to buying or selling real estate. If you're looking at doing your will, or maybe you've got some questions for business law, App Law Office is your trusted legal advisor, forming lasting relationships one client at a time. Buying or selling homes in the spring, it's going to be a very busy year. As interest rates continue to come down, buying homes is going to get real popular again. Now, we had on the show earlier this week that supply is not great. Demand continues to be great. So the market is hot. Lower interest rates are going to help things out a little bit. But all you need to remember is that when you're buying or selling real estate, remember App Law Office at 642 18th Street, Unit A. And same thing if you're thinking of changing your will or getting it adjusted, or you got some business law concerns. Again, you'll find them on 18th Street across from the RBC. Did your parents ever do something that was wild and bizarre in the kitchen? Garbage soup. Holy cow. My parents' most bizarre cooking habits. Cheryl says, my mom used a ruler when cutting green beans. She read the original recipe, which said to cut them in 1-inch pieces, so she forever measures them with a ruler. Okay. Benita says, when microwaves first came out, my mom took a class on how to use them and told my dad she had to have one, and we could get rid of the range, the oven. The initial microwaves were quite large, and the class taught her how to cook everything in the microwave. So Thanksgiving was usually, oh no, she tried the turkey. And it's not, you know how that's going to end. No one had the bird that year. Yeah, I could have told you. No, you can't be. When I was a kid, if my dad cooked chicken, he would wash it in the sink and then put it on the empty dish rack to drip dry. And he did not clean the dish rack afterwards. I asked him, won't bacteria get onto the rack? And he was like, no, it's fine. My mom would cook steak until it was gray, and then she'd get mad when I would put ketchup on it and to eat it. Also, all of our veggies came out of a freezer box or can. My mom is scared of sharp knives, so my dad sharpens them when she's out of the house, when she's fully aware. Apparently, it's fine as long as she doesn't acknowledge the transition. Okay, Fran says, my mom never cooked with salt and told me to completely omit salt when cooking. As it so happens, food tastes a lot better when there's salt involved. No kidding. And this is just crazy. Tina says, my mom waited for the smoke detector to tell her the dinner was ready. I had no idea food tasted good until I was a teenager and happened to go to a friend's house to eat, and they were not eating burnt food. Using the smoke detector to tell you it was ready? Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun once again. Stay warm, Sunseekers. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I do appreciate it. We'll have more fun and frivolity tomorrow. Stay safe, stay warm, and we'll see you for Wednesday.